I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about a program that works to get local seafood to Cape Cod families in need.
I'm standing next to a volunteer at the Family Pantry of Cape Cod in Harwich.
Would you like some dogfish fillets?
We're in front of a row of reach-in freezers, helping distribute frozen meats and seafood to families who come in once every 3 weeks for groceries. The pantry is what's called a choice pantry, which means clients are allowed to select the products they want instead of getting donations that are pre-bagged. This winter, thanks to a new partnership between the Family Pantry and the Cape Cod Commercial Fishermen's Alliance, one of these choices is frozen local dogfish. For those who aren't familiar with the dogfish, it's a small cartilaginous bottom feeder in the shark family. Douglas Feeney of Chatham is one of the fishermen who caught the dogfish this fall.
It's a good fish. It's overabundant. It's a sustainable species, and it's relatively inexpensive.
In the late 1990s, dogfish populations were in trouble. But as of 2010, the population was considered rebuilt. And now, dogfish is one of only a few local species whose quota has gone up in recent years. Still, many locals have never tried it. In the UK, dogfish is considered the fish of choice for fish and chips. But on Cape Cod, most consumers prefer familiar species like cod, pollock, and haddock. Fisherman Luther Bates of Chatham says partially this has to do with how the fish is handled.
Instead of treating it like a low-value bycatch fish, which it had been for decades, it's a prevalent fish around here. Why not take care of it in the same way that we used to take care of the higher market value fish and turn it into a fish that people really look for?
The dogfish fillets distributed through the Fish for Families program were flash frozen as individual fillets in 1 to 2 pound bags. A client named Janice, who's getting dogfish for the second time, says her recipe is simple.
I just put a little salt and pepper on it, put lemon on it, and baked it in the oven. It was really good. My sons loved it.
Had you ever tried dogfish before?
No, that was the first time. I was a little...
Janice scrunches up her face.
So I prepared something else too, just in case, but it was good.
The Fish for Families program has also distributed sea scallops, sea clams, skate fillets, and bluefish fillets through the Family Pantry in Harwich and the Falmouth Service Center, which also runs a food pantry. Lisa Guyon works with Cape Cod Healthcare, one of four organizations that have come together to fund the program. She says not only does it help local fishermen and promote sustainable Cape Cod seafood, but it also gets nutritionally superior food to people who really need it.
We've supported the work of the Family Pantry and other food pantries in an effort to address chronic and infectious disease amongst vulnerable populations. And we're kind of pairing health and food in a way that I don't think has really been done before. It's really exciting.
The Fish for Families program has gotten fresh seafood to 75% of the Family Pantry's clients so far. Pat Brophy, the program manager at the Family Pantry, says this translates into almost 900 local households.
Our client base is increasing all the time. Where maybe within, say, 7 or 8 years or 9 years ago, maybe we had a client base of 700 to 800 clients that were registered with us. We're now up to 1,200, approaching 1,300.
John Popolardo, CEO of the Cape Cod Commercial Fishermen's Alliance, says Fish for Families is the program he's most proud of.
I think it's the one thing that we do that has no controversy around it. You know, fisheries are full of controversy or differences of opinion, but this one's a win-win-win.
You can find out more about Fish for Families and the organizations involved on our website, where you can also listen to a pantry client describe her recipe for Jamaican stewed dogfish with jerk, curry, and coconut milk. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
So far, Fish for Families has distributed 6 different types of seafood, totaling more than 21,000 pounds of fish, and hoping to expand their impact going forward. For pictures and a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report, go to our website, capeandislands.org. This Local Food Report was edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.